Today, we have lesson number 15 in our study of Mishnayos Challah, and we will begin the fourth perek. Perek Dalid, Mishnah Aleph and Beis, fourth perek, the first and second Mishnayos. We know that the shiur, the amount of flour necessary to be obligated in Hafroshas Challah, in the mitzvah of setting aside Challah, is 5/4 of a cup, meaning 4 1/4 cup. 1 cup is not yet a shiur of dough sufficient to be obligated in Hafrosh Ascha. Suppose you have, says the Mishnah, shtei nosh, 2 women, separately, she'osu shnei kabin, who each one separately is doing a dough, is kneading a dough of 1 kav each. So you have Rochel and Leah. Rochel's dough is 1 kav, not sufficient for challah. And Leah's dough is, or flour is 1 kav, not sufficient for challah. Together, if these 2 kabin would add up, you would have 2 kabin, which would be sufficient for challah, even according to Beis Hillel. Remember, Hillel holds in Mishnayos Maseches Edius that the shear for challah is not 5/4, meaning 1 1/4, but rather 2 full kabin. But to keep things simple, if these 2 kabin combine, you have well over the shear of chameshes revoyim, or 5/4, you have 8/4, and it was obligated in challah. However, here you have 2 women, each working separately. However, v'nogu'u ze bo ze, and the Mefarshim understand that v'nogu'u here means more than they simply touch, but rather they bite each other. As we learned back in the Mishnah in Perek Bey's Mishnah Dalit, if the 2 doughs of 1 woman are so close to each other that they not only touch, but they touch and one adheres to the other, to the extent that if you pull away one dough, it will take away with it some of the other clump of dough. That's what it means here, v'nogu ze bo ze. Nevertheless, afilu heime minechot, even if they are both wheat flour, both barley flour, both oat flour, whatever, nevertheless, they are not mitztarif, 2 separate women, peturim. And the reason is given that each woman is makpida. Each woman wants to have her isa, wants to have her dough. They're not in partnership. They happen to be working nearby each other. So therefore, these 2 kabin, even though there's been negia equals neshicha, meaning they're really, these pieces of dough are, have touched each other to the extent that if Rochel would pull away her dough, a little bit of Leah's dough would come with it. Nevertheless, these are 2 separate isos, 2 separate doughs, and they are each petura. However, uvizman sheheim shel isha achas. Suppose you have 1 woman who's making 2 clumps of dough. Min bemino chayav. If the 2 clumps of dough are both, for example, wheat flour, then if these 2 clumps of dough touch each other, to the extent of neshicha, to the extent where one clump pulls with it a bit of dough from the other clump, or even if there is tziruf sal, even if the pieces of dough and their dough are separate, but they're baked, and then when they are finished and baked and done, you take both breads, both rolls, both bagels, both loaves, and put them in the same basket, if it's min b'mino chayav, v'shelo b'mino pot. If the 2 species of the 2 doughs are the same, min b'mino chayav. If it's min she'eno mino, let's say wheat flour and barley flour, they are not mitztarif. Now we learned back in Mishnah Aleph, Perek Aleph, that all the 5 minei dogon, chito, seiro, kusmin, shibola shul, v'shifon, all the 5 species of grain, wheat and barley and something called spelt and rye and oats are all mitztaref with each other. But that Mishnah Mishnah Aleph, Perek Aleph, was discussing a situation where the woman actually needs, K-N-E-A-D-S. The lisha takes place where the dough of the wheat and the dough of the barley are, the flour of the dough and the flour of the barley are mixed together and kneaded together. Then all the five minima mitztarev zebazev. But here in Perek Revi, there's no lisha together. The lisha was separate, the wheat separate, wheat flour separately, and the barley flour separately. So therefore, they are not mitztarev. As Mishnah Beis continues, Ezehu min bimino. What do we mean by min bimino? Where the two doughs or two loaves in the basket would be mitztarev. The rule is as follows: Hachitim einon mitztarfos im hakol elo im hakusmin. That wheat flour is, and wheat and dough made from wheat flour is only mitztarev with dough made from kusmin flour, but not dough made with barley flour or shifon flour or shiboles shuol flour. So it's as if of the five species of grain, chitim and kusmin is one min, and seorim, shiboles shuol, and shifon a separate min. Hasaorim, on the other hand, mitztarfos im hakol. Seorim can be mitztarev with everything, certainly with barley flour, with barley flour, but even barley flour with oat flour or shifon flour would also be mitztarev, so that if you would make the dough, one dough from barley flour, one dough from oat flour, and then the two doughs would touch each other, or even if they would be baked separately, but then they would be put together in one basket when they were taken out of the oven, they would be mitztarev. And the Mefarshim explained that barley is even mitztarev with kusmin, because kusmin is kind of an overlapping type. Kusmin is mitztarev with chitim. Kusmin is also mitztarev with seorim. But seorim is not mitztarev with chitim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri omer she'or haminim mitztorfim ze'im ze'. So there are various ways to understand this last phrase of Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. However, following the Rash, Rabbeinu Shimshon, who follows in turn the Yerushalmi, what this means is as follows. That according to the Tanakhama, Chitim is mitztarev with Kusmin, and Seorim is mitztarev with Kusmin, Shiboleh Shuol, and Shifon, but Shiboleh Shuol, Shifon, and Kusmin are not mitztarev with each other. So if you have a kusmin flour with a shiboleh shuol flour, they would not be mitztarev according to the Tanakhama. However, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri disagrees, and he says, chitim is only mitztarev with kusmin. Seorim is mitztarev with everything but chitim. The other minim are mitztarev from zeh zeh. Kusmin with shifon, shifon with shiboleh shuol with kusmin, etc. And the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. And so we have finished the first two Mishnayos of Perek Dalet, and we have completed lesson number 15.